American Family News, I'm Oscar Pugh. President-elect Donald Trump announced Sunday night that his former acting Immigration and Customs Enforcement Director Tom Holman will serve as border czar when he retakes the White House in January. Lucas Tomlinson has more on that and another Trump pick.
While most people were asleep last night, President-elect Trump was announcing, as you mentioned, his new border czar, fulfilling his mandate in the landslide election to fix the southern border. Trump posting to Truth Social last night about 11:30. I'll read it for you. It says, quote, Tom Homan will be joining the Trump administration in charge of our nation's borders, the border czar. There's nobody better at policing and controlling our borders. Likewise, Tom Homan will be in charge of all deportation of illegal aliens back to their country of origin. Trump also announcing his new ambassador to the United Nations, New York Congresswoman Elise Stefanik, whose questioning on Capitol Hill led to the ouster of those two Ivy League presidents over anti-Semitic protests on campuses.
Vice President Kamala Harris paid Oprah Winfrey's Harpo Productions $1 million. Just one example of the millions the campaign spent on various entertainers during the vice president's failed bid for president. The Harris campaign paid $1 million to Winfrey's company on October 15th, according to a report in the Washington Examiner, coming after the star-studded town hall that Winfrey hosted for the vice president in September. Winfrey also appeared at Harris's final rally in Philadelphia on the eve of Election Day, and apparently this is what Harris got for her money.
It is entirely possible that we will not have the opportunity to ever cast a ballot again.
Meanwhile, Democrats still pointing fingers over Harris's election loss, including Bernie Sanders and Nancy Pelosi, disagreeing on the working class abandoning their party.
Here is the reality. The working class of this country is angry, and they have a reason to be angry. What that man named Donald Trump did do is he said, I feel your pain. I know that you're hurting, and I have an explanation.
I don't respect him saying that the Democratic Party has abandoned the working class families. That's where we are. In
then
fact,
why did voters who earned less than $100,000 go for Trump in such large numbers?
Well, there are cultural issues involved in elections as well. Guns, God, and gays. That's the way they say it.
Kamala Harris's former communications director, Jamal Simmons, saying something pretty surprising about what Joe Biden should do next.
Joe Biden's been a phenomenal president. He's lived up to so many of the promises he's made. There's one promise left that he could fulfill, being a transitional figure. He could resign the presidency in the next 30 days, make Kamala Harris the president of the United States.
Whoa.
He would absolve
her. Wow.
Jack Brewer, CEO of the Brewer Foundation, says these people have lost their minds.
They want to make this woman president because she was born with darker pigment. I mean, think about that. These people have they've lost their mind and their identity politics. It's disgusting. It really is.
A new lawsuit challenges Tennessee's racial quotas for state boards and commissions.
The lawsuit was filed by Pacific Legal Foundation on behalf of Do No Harm, an association of medical professionals. In Tennessee, medical practitioners fall under the purview of the Tennessee Board of Medical Examiners, while the state's Board of Chiropractic Examiners oversees chiropractors. A state requirement for membership on both boards, however, has nothing to do with health care and everything to do with race. Three separate state laws force the governor to consider race when deciding who can serve on these boards. PLF attorney David Hoffa says that's illegal.
There's similar rules in about 25 other states requiring this type of consideration of potential board members' race in their appointment to these types of professional licensing boards. This lawsuit is challenging the particular statutes in Tennessee, but this is a phenomenon that's been happening across the United States. So I think it's important because, A, it's a federally protected right that applies to, you know, protect all Americans' rights, but also because there are similar laws in many other states that are, you know, discriminating on the basis of race for who is, you know, controlling the licensure of professionals and other types of regulatory boards throughout the country. So it's a nationwide issue.
I'm Chris Woodward.
For American Family News, I'm Oscar Pugh.